the Stop the Demand letters, stop the aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS collectors from targeting you. Ask Optima about the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, and nobody knows this program better than they do. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and they get results, having resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get a fresh start. Call today for your free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
And now, Maine's best guest list, live from Bangor, this is Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Welcome in. It's hour number two on a Monday afternoon. Rich Kimball, Carrie Haskell with you. Downtown, brought to you every day by Cross Insurance, where security meets strength. In this hour, Alan Adams stops by for movie reviews on Pass the Popcorn. We'll get a look at the weather for the week, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the calendar, the birthday list, and tweets of the day. Up first, though, time to talk a little Boston Bruins as we're joined on the telephone line by Ty Anderson of 98.5, the Sports Hub in Boston. Hello there, Ty.
Rich, what's going on?
Well, you know, trying to process it all, make sense of it all. First, though, how are you feeling? You ducked and you dodged for 2 years, but that pesky COVID finally tracked you down.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if I got it from Tommy McAvoy. Maybe we share that warrior. The video room, for all I know. But yeah, it finally got me. I was actually very lucky. You know, obviously I have my vaccination shot and my booster as well. So definitely didn't get as bad as it could have. But a couple of days stuck inside watching TV. Of course, it happens when it's nice out here in Boston and during the playoffs. But back to normal now. So very fortunate to have that behind me. But very, very lucky. Very lucky, I would say.
Well, glad to hear you're doing better. Let's talk about this series. Did the better team win?
Yes. Ultimately, at the end of the day, the team that is more built for right now won. And when I say that, I don't necessarily mean that the Hurricanes have better players than Bergeron and Marchand. I think they were the two best players in this team. By that, I mean that this team is more built to win right now than the Boston Bruins, who a lot of rookie goaltender for the first time ever in the playoffs. You know, this was his first time getting a real opportunity in the postseason. Their first line had Jake DeBrusk on it, you know, who's not a natural. Ultimately, the team that was more built to win and go deeper in the 2022 playoffs won this series, I would say.
Well, let's talk about the goaltending situation. Linus Ullmark was the hot hand going in, but he had his struggles. Did Jeremy Swayman show that he can be a number one goalie for a Stanley Cup contender?
Well, he showed that he can handle it, right? I mean, he won some big games here. Winning games 3 and 4 when you're down 0-2 against the best team in the Metropolitan Division is not an easy task. Even when you're at home, you got to perform. You have to win those games. He did that. He won the win. So overall, I mean, he got them in Game 7, right? And it wasn't like he took them there when the series was tied 2-2 or they were up 3-1. He made some big efforts, some big boy moments, and he provided them. So I think what we learned is that they have a true NHL goaltender. Now, is he the face of the franchise? Is he Tuukka? Is he Ken Thomas? We don't know. We still need to see more of that before we cast that sort of ceiling on him or those hopes on him. It was just a passing effort from him, I thought, really. And it was a great one in the sense that it was a bounce back because he didn't look all that sharp. You know, I would say after February, after March, you know, he had some moments there where it looked like he was slipping a little bit. So to see those performances, I think it does mean something.
We're talking with Ty Anderson here on Downtown. Well, so now the moves begin and the look starts toward next year. And the biggest question seems to be about the future of Patrice Bergeron. What do you think?
Asked me last week, I think he's 100% back. I think it really is what he said. It is time, and he needs time. You know, like, he doesn't know right now. So I think trying to guess it, I'm reading body language. I'm looking for meaning that may not actually be there in terms of his answers. So I think he just needs time. You see how his body feels, how his family feels. You know, he's played 18 games, right? And that's just remarkable in the first place. But those are 18 of those seasons, but maybe two or three were poised to be a Stanley Cup contender or made a deep run or had multiple rounds. So it's a lot of miles in that body, right? And so I think he wants, you know, he wants to see what the team does and make his call from there. What I can say is that the person has no sort of deadline on him in terms of we know by this and then. They've said that as long as he wants to play hockey, they will find a way to fit him on their roster. So no deadline from the Bruins. It really is all in Bergeron's court, and I think he needs more time.
Is there any pressure on either Don Sweeney or Bruce Cassidy, any chance that one of them might not be back for next year?
That Sweeney made signings today. Bruins made signings today, re-upping Borholt, signing Johnny Beaker. Now, these things are not franchise-altering decisions. One of them is inevitability, and the other one is housekeeping, right? So the fact that he's doing well would lead me to indicate that Sweeney is going to stick around. He is scheduled to talk to reporters on Wednesday. I don't think he talked to reporters on Wednesday. He was getting fired, or his contract wasn't being renewed. Bruce Cassidy, I believe, is entering the final year next year, so that's something worth watching. But there should be pressure to get another high-impact center because his team needs it. Even if Bergeron's back, they need another one. And I think there's pressure on Cassidy in the sense that this team has to start developing and integrating some of the younger forwards because as we're seeing, the team is getting faster and their depth is an issue. So you need to start integrating some of these younger players without massive restraints, without sort of handcuffing their capabilities. So those are two things that I think have to change.
What's the biggest need in the offseason? Is it to address that lack of scoring depth?
Yeah, I think so. I would say that you need to get another center that can take some of the pressure off Bergeron. You can't be playing the hardest minutes at each end of the rink for 82 games and then a full playoffs. It's just not realistic. It's not sustainable for long-term success for this team in terms of where they want to go in the summertime. So I think you need another center. Now, how do you get that? There are some guys available. Dawson Cosby is going to be a free agent. He's going to get a lot of money. I'm not sure he's in the Bruins' price range, but you also have some potential trade options like Pierre-Luc Dubois, Mark Scheifele, both guys out of Winnipeg, J.C. Miller, a guy who we're still waiting to see what happens with him in Vancouver. So there should be options out there on the open market, trades and free agency. It's just a matter of getting creative with it because the Bruins are limited in terms of trade capital and cap space for that matter as well.
Ty Anderson, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Ty, appreciate you doing such great work for all Bruins fans here and for checking in with us every couple of weeks throughout the course of the season. We'll check in with you again throughout the summer and keep abreast of things as we get ready for another exciting Bruins year. But thanks for all your hard work.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And you got my phone number. Anytime you want to talk some hockey, we can jump on the air and have some fun. So I love doing this, and I really appreciate you having me on.
Will do. Thank you, Ty. Be well.
You too.
Ty Anderson of the Sports Hub talking Bruins here on Downtown. It's 11 after 5 o'clock as we head home on a Monday afternoon. Rich Kimball.